Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic, has been in the business for 30-plus years, second year of being in the business of golf.
Yes, sir.
Nice to have you with us.
And good morning,
actually,
Bill.
You've signed up to be in the hunting show.
I'm
going to
continue on. I'm excited about that. People will find out that I know a little bit more about hunting and fishing than I do how to pick the winners in the golf tournaments.
But we did do a change this year. You didn't have to go through pronouncing the names.
That's correct.
All this and that. And, you know, you made me nervous last year with some of the names, I have to tell you.
I could have gotten in trouble.
I could have. So,
yes.
So I came to see you.
Yes.
And we didn't talk golf. We talked getting me back on the golf course.
That's
and that
right.
was pretty successful.
That was. We, for anyone that's just, that tuned in early for the hunting show and missed the entire golf season, Bill Zortman, who is a good golfer for what God's given him.
Which means that he's telling me, using what God gave you, no more.
Yes, and but he had a pinched nerve in his low back. He wasn't aware of it. We found a little weakness in his foot. When we made some adjustments and improved that muscle weakness, his knee started feeling better. He also got some of our ARP wave therapy, which is an electrical therapy that it's patented. There might be three other offices in the nearby area that use it, but it is truly something that works better than anything in its field.
So you took care of me. Actually, during the time you've been on the air, I made two trips to Washington. I hadn't been to Washington in 10 years, but did the 7-mile walk, if you remember back
right.
in April, when they said that we want you to walk around and see some of the statues, the leaders. They said 2 or 3 miles, it was 7. And this time, the Farmers Union that flew me in with them, with 25 South Dakotans, we did do some walking too,
mm-hmm.
unannounced walking, but I was able to survive, go up and down the steps, didn't feel anything strange. So thanks to you, the ARP and the foot, the back, the knee.
And the last time you've been into the clinic with my great staff has been over a month.
They miss me, I know. But,
but what I'm saying is that sometimes, excuse me, sometimes chiropractic has the grind that, oh, once you start going, you got to keep going back. Bill has not been going back, and because we found it, we fixed it, and his body is, and because of the ARP, his body is maintaining that correction, and he's golfing 39s.
I had 2 more 39s this year than last year, and
so,
I had none last year. So
there you go.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about some different patient encounters. Obviously, you're treating more than me.
Yeah, I want to let people know that the chiropractic is for young people too. And earlier we were talking about the rebirth of golf and how Sioux Falls is a special place. And if Sioux Falls is the biggest city in South Dakota, most of us think South Dakota is a special place. We South Dakota residents wind up seeing chiropractors much more often than the general population. And that's still only about 25%. So the reason I'm on the radio is to spread the word. If you haven't been to a chiropractor can help you. If you've been once or twice and things didn't work out,
Try again.
Try again. Try a second opinion. I want to tell two quick little stories to let you know what kind of things can happen in the chiropractic office. Patient that's been coming in for years, you get to know him pretty well, and a husband that is kind of cantankerous and his own way of doing things, pretty soon that stubbornness turns into Alzheimer's. And what can we do about that? And Alzheimer's obviously is a brain condition. God gave us our cerebral spinal fluid, the fluid that surrounds our brain and our spinal cord, to cleanse the brain. If that can't circulate, it can't cleanse it. An atlas adjustment sometimes changes enough structure in the upper neck that allows for that fluid to flow freer into cavity where your brain is. So we try. Why don't we see if your husband needs an adjustment, and let's see what happens. And so you adjust the gentleman, and he sits down, and I feel better, he says. Well, what do you mean? I don't know. I just feel better. Okay. A couple weeks later, he's back in, and we adjust his atlas again. And for people that haven't been to the chiropractor, that involves a little traction and a little light pressure. Sometimes the patients feel or hear a little give. Sometimes they don't. And he sits down, and I'm starting to adjust his wife, and he says, I feel better. So what are we doing with that adjustment? God only knows, but certainly something is happening that wasn't happening before. And I think it's a positive thing.
And for him to recognize,
yes,
that there was a change.
Yes.
He felt better. And a lot of times it is not only physical, but mental between the ears.
Exactly. And this was without proper physical, whatever's wrong with you, all the mental, all the between the ears isn't going to help. It's just like someone that's depressed. We can't say, well, suck it up. Think positive thoughts. That doesn't work. There's something, when there's something structurally involved, we can't overcome that. And that's what chiropractors work with. And that's why we can get such fantastic results.
He's Dr. Max Reinicke, been doing this 30 plus years. People have questions about ARP, about helping you with the knee, with the foot, with the back, anything else that might be involved. How do they do that?
Call 335-0880. Our motto is call us today, feel better tonight. There are a few rare circumstances where we might just be able to get that estimate in on that first visit, but most of the time we can get started. And if you leave with some muscles functioning better, you should feel better and work better.
What's the biggest adjustment going to be from the business of golf to South Dakota outdoors?
Feeling like I fit in a little better, and everyone here is extremely friendly and very accepting, even though I am a non aficionado when it comes to golf. And I guess one thing that between hunting and fishing and golfing, the one thing I do have in common is I don't like to watch any of them on television. I'd rather be participating. So I'm looking forward to being able to pitch in a little bit with some of our hunting and fishing subjects. But the bottom line is that my job doesn't change. I'm looking to help people, and there's people that like to golf, and there's something keeping them from golfing as much as they want to. I should be able to help them with that. There are people that want to hunt, and there's something slowing them down. They need a chiropractor to help them with that.
Dr. Max, we look forward to seeing a change to the camo next week.
I appreciate you letting me be a part of your listeners' world, Bill.